things to avoid from, to prevent us, things to avoid to prevent our love from growing cold. Things to avoid to prevent our love from growing cold. By the grace of God, we started this month on that theme, return to your first love. And last week, we saw the first thing from Matthew chapter 24. The text is taken from Matthew chapter 24, from verse 4 to verse 12. The actual word we received that we're building on is from Revelation chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. I know your works. I know the things you do. I know you hate what I hate. I know you have discernment. When you read Revelation chapter 2, it says to the angel of the church, write these things. I know every work you do. Thank you, Lord. I'm just in this cloud. Please, if you can just stay in that place where you are praying, you are asking throughout what I've got to share. Just keep asking, keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking. I know your works, but it says I have one thing against you. One thing against you. You have forgotten your first love. That's from the book of Revelation. One version puts it this way, you have forgotten the love you had from the beginning. You've forgotten the way you used to love from the beginning. Now, as God has been helping us to understand what exactly the issue the Spirit of God has with that church, it's not more about what they were doing. They were doing the right stuff. When you read all the things in that Revelation chapter 2, they hated what God hated. They could discern false prophets. They did this, they did that. He said, but one thing I have is you've forgotten your first love. You see, it's not about what they were doing. It's about the relationship has changed. The relationship that they had with God, as we have come to understand, when you hear my first love, we're not talking about your first girlfriend, your first boyfriend, your first crush. Our first love is God, who is love. Like we've come to understand, God is love. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows. Knowing, relationship, intimacy, has that intimacy with God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love. We see that in 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. So the relationship, what happened to the relationship? It's not the way it was from the beginning. You know, we get into a relationship, you're happy. For example, you marry, and you know, over the years, as things, you know, grow, as the marriage ages like wine, you are doing all your duties to one another as husband and wife. You look after the children. I'm using this as an analogy. You go out, you work, you provide for the family. Nobody lacks anything. The children have clothes. They have Easter clothes. They have Christmas clothes. I remember growing up, we used to have special clothes for Easter and special clothes too as Christmas. But this generation, they have special clothes every day. You are doing all that. But then you don't realize that in spite of everything you are doing, your relationship with one another has actually gone and grown cold and colder. Outside on the physical, everything looks okay. The man is providing, the woman is providing. But between husband and wife, the love they had, the relationship they had with one another from the beginning, is not there anymore. Listen, there's something I got by inspiration, and it's going to be, I'm announcing it, it's going to be in the book that will be released on Father's Day about what fathers should teach their children. By the grace of God, I'm going to stand on this pulpit on that day and present the book to us. In that book, by inspiration, the Spirit of God spoke to me one day. Fathers, it is not your presence, the present you give your wife, the present you give your children, that really counts. Your presence is not what they need, it's your presence. Don't replace your presence with presents. Oh, it's your birthday, you don't forget the birthday, you send gifts, your wife's anniversary, you don't forget all those things. You do all that, but you are no longer present. You can still be doing all that. That's the analogy there. You have forgotten your first love, the love you had from the beginning. That love you had, the relationship, is no longer there. But you have all the structures in place. Say, no, you have forgotten. I have this against you. And if you don't repent, you had for the students when you became a teacher, is no longer there. You just go there, and today we are studying algebra. Get your notebooks out. You teach very well, but the love you had for the children you are teaching is no longer there. It's very possible, people. That's what the Bible is highlighting there. So we began to look last week the things to avoid, because love doesn't just disappear, people. It grows, and growing is a process. Slowly, 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 slowly. Have you not seen people married for several years? 24 years, 25, 20, and all of a sudden, one of them wakes up and walks out of the marriage. See, but everything was going, they built houses, they have cars, they have this, they have everything, they have children, they have everything you will desire. What happened? The love was growing cold slowly. Your business, do you still have that relationship, that the love of God? What inspired you to start that business, to be a blessing, to create solutions, to solve problems on the earth? When you went to study medicine, sorry, I'm not talking about anybody now, I'm just using analogies. The love you had, that you wanted to save lives, you wanted to be there for people. Now you're 20 years as a medical doctor. Patient just comes to you. Yes, just tell me. Open your mouth. Open your eyes. You put one light. You know, the point. I don't know what they're looking for. At times when they point that thing in your eyes and you just look, and you just throw the piece of paper to them. You've diagnosed, you've prescribed, but you don't have that connection anymore. It's just another job. Relationship. We have to return to that spark. That's what the Spirit of God is saying. And last week from Matthew chapter 24, there are so many things, but I will just stop today because I'm not going to. We are going to pray. We are going to receive. We are going to be reignited. And we are returning to our first love in the name of Jesus. The first thing we saw from verse 4, the Bible says, Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceives you. The first thing that makes our love to grow cold, deception. Last week we highlighted the greatest form of deception, people, is self-deception. When you are now the one deceiving yourself, believing your own lies, you've created your own cocoon. You've created an imaginary world. You live in that world. And you believe your own lie. Self-deception. They are all over today, frankly. See them on social media. The best of the best thing that will come out of the Northwest. I am the most bestest, if there's anything like that, mentor of mentors. You're believing your own lie. Meanwhile, you've only mentored not even yourself. But you just put it there. We call it packaging. Just enhance your CV. Just put some stuff there. Because I looked in your direction, so I'm going to pick on you, Apostle Cruz. The best corrosive engineer that has ever come out of this planet. Just joking. Please let's appreciate Apostle Cruz. Corrosion engineer. If you want to know more about that, go and see him. All right. So the second thing is wars, troubles, challenges. Listen, let me use marriage as an example. You marry, and God help you if your marriage was not built on a foundation of deception. That's another matter. But let's say you marry, you had Jesus, you had God as your foundation, and then trials begin to come in your marriage. Wars, troubles, challenges. You see, these are not things we pray for at all. You know, I always remember this story. My wife and I, we married, you know, and 1 week, Apostle Franklin, after our honeymoon, when we came down from the moon and came to reality. You know, when you're living in the moon, you're in the moon. You don't see what's going on earth. And we were wearing the same clothes. Maybe you've heard me share this story before. Same clothes, first week after honeymoon. And we're walking hand in hand, husband and wife, just parading, newly married couple. We're glowing. And then all of a sudden, we were had a conversation. And you don't mind me sharing this, do you? It was about, I won't say which side, one of our aunties. And we were discussing. It would be good to go and see her and just thank her for what she did during our wedding. And one of us said no. Guess who said no? I bind you. Of course it was me. You know, when you marry as a man, I'm telling you, please, ladies who are not married, listen to this. That guy is still nice now. Opening door, everything. After you say I do, you see what he will start doing. The man in him comes out. Because God said it. The man will have rule over you. So men will attempt to start ruling. The guy who was, you know, lovey-dovey, now will tell you, no, you can't wear this. No. You can't. Please sit down. You want to go out with Cecilia today? No. I don't even like Cecilia. I've never told you before, but I don't like Cecilia. Start seeing Dr. Patrick manifesting. Sorry, just joking. So 1 week, I know you like that gist. I can see it in your eyes. So we're walking. No, let's go and see. I said, no. I said, but that's not nice. Let's just go and appreciate. I said, no. I don't like her. Why are you all looking like me like that? As if you two like everybody. Is there everybody you like? No. I said, no, but that's not good. That's doesn't speak well. I said, I don't care. We are still walking. Well, let's demonstrate it. No, we are not going.
We are going.
No.
Yeah, it's not my best last year
now. No. And then the next thing, crawl across to the other side of the road. I was walking like that. She was walking like that. Same clothes. Your love starts getting cold. Slowly, war, trouble, strife, disagreements, and you let it linger. Your love starts going cold. Please settle things like that quickly. Don't let the sun go down upon your wrath. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, agree with your wife so quickly before your love grows cold. Please clap for me. Clap for me. I just composed a song. Come on. Why is your love for me growing cold today? All right. So war, troubles, challenges. I just jumped myself. The third one is strife. But wars, troubles, challenges are things you don't bargain for in marriage. You don't bargain. I've seen people who marry and then I have a friend, he married and he lost his job after marriage. Lost the job after marriage. And for a long time, Dr. Patrick, he couldn't find another job. But he told me something I will never forget in my life. These guys have lots of money. Is that from Dr. Patrick? Okay. He lost his job. But he said something I will never forget, Dr. Patrick. He said, all through the time I was unemployed, all through the time I was unemployed, nobody knew I didn't have a job. My wife covered me. Please, let's celebrate all our wives in the house. Who covered their wives? Not wives who say, look at you, jobless man. I didn't marry. When I married you, you had a job. Go out there and go and look for a job, useless man. Like my mate, what do you mean? He said even his own parents will come and visit. They didn't know he had lost his job. The wife will call him inside and say, please, let's give this to daddy and mommy. Let's give this to daddy. Just take and go and present it on our behalf. That's a virtuous woman. Love covers. Love does not expose. And it's a multitude of sins that love covers, not a multitude of good things. Thank you. My wife is telling me something here. Is sin that God love covers, not abuse. Not abuse. Because abuse now means abnormal use. You've turned the love of your life into a punching bag. That's not sin, that's abuse. Abnormal use of a human being into a punching bag. God forbid. Love exposes that. Because such has to be healed. Whoever does that. Thank you. My wife just exposed me there. All right, final one. First one is what? Deception. Second one is, okay, you have my slide. Okay, don't show my slide. My slide is for you and I. Challenges, troubles in marriage. troubles in a relationship, you start a business and the business hits stormy waters, it can make your love for that business start growing cold, or a relationship. No. He that endures till the end, the Bible says, shall be saved. So strife, when you just have disagreements and you don't settle them quickly. We are meant to disagree because we are different. We only learn to walk together in spite of our disagreements. There was something our Joshua said this morning. We wanted to agree, wanted to pray over a matter. And I was discussing with the men, and Ken told me to stop calling them boys. Thank you, Ken. I said, look, I've been trying to agree with your mom over this. Beginning to agree now. And Joshua said something. Let us agree to disagree. As long as we're still agreeing. Yo, Joshua. Come on, give me a fist bump, mate. Come here. Who's your mate? All right. These are things we need to, okay? Let me hit on this sickness, lack. When you begin to experience lack or sickness, please, these are things that can make our love grow cold. Let's pray. I promise to stop and I'm stopping. Please, the four things we've looked at, can you re-examine? Just check them in your life, in your love walk, in your relationship. Deception. As the love now moved to a place now where you're deceiving your business associates, the people you're serving, you vowed to, you promised to, or your relationship. Strife, disagreements, and you don't settle them quickly. War, troubles, things we don't bargain for. But let me tell us something. If, like we said last week, anything built on a foundation of deception is bound to fail. So if deception is the foundation, then we need complete going back, repenting, remembering where the deception entered, and mending our ways. Strife, wars, lack, sickness. Please, when sickness comes, we are meant to pray. We're not meant to leave and abandon one another. So sad, we hear all sorts of stories. But in the name of Jesus, let's pray, especially over sickness right now. Any relationship that is has to do with sickness in any way, please, let's pray. Lord, we ask for healing. You said, is anyone sick amongst us? Let them pray. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Sickness, business, physical sickness, material sickness, financial sicknesses, be healed. By the word spoken today, the word of the Lord, the word of healing. Send forth his word, the Bible says. Heal them and deliver them from their destruction. By reason of the word you've heard today, anything sick in your relationship, in your business, in your home, in your marriage, in the work of your hands, even if it's physical, you heard the word, you are healed in the name of Jesus. And Lord, let every strife be settled. Strife, opposition. Lord, bring peace, bring understanding. In the name of Jesus, we ask. The Bible says, if anyone lack wisdom, let him ask of God. If anyone, as we ask for wisdom in all you're getting, get understanding also. Please receive understanding. If there's any area between you and your partner, between you and your spouse, just pray, Father, give us understanding that we settle every disagreement. Please pray. You know the area that touches you. This is the time to pray and receive healing in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you. War, trouble, they come. But Father, you are the Prince of Peace. Send your peace into every storm and every stormy relationship in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray for repentance in any area where there's deception. Repentance, oh God, have mercy. Bring healing. Let everything return to you, Lord Jesus, as the foundation, sure foundation in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you for your word spoken. I know, just like you said, Lord Jesus, we're cleansed just because we've heard this word. And peradventure, anyone is here, listen, your relationship with God might actually be the issue. You are not genuinely, sincerely saved. You don't have a real relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. You are just religious. You are not really in Jesus. Just religious. You observe Easter, you observe Christmas, you observe Lent, you observe everything, you know the Jewish calendar, the religious calendar, you do everything, but you see that you are empty because the relationship is not there, it just works. Please, I'm not even making a religious altar call, like we call it, but between you and God and the Spirit of God that is tugging at your heart today, you know that you don't have that relationship. Can I pray with you? Can I pray for you? But you pray for yourself. Lord, I want to know you. I want to know you. I want to know you. Or you started a relationship, but your love for God has gone sour, it's gone cold. It's not there anymore. Repent, return. Just say, Lord, I want more of you.